Right. Me? Now. You now, before dark. Carrying the standard to test my theory about what it is and to help cover the troops there, if I'm right. I can try, but I'm in pretty lousy shape. You could ride. That was asking for another set of galled spots entirely, but he was right. With a slightly nasty smile, he observed, you could have your understudy do it for you, if you had one. So, he knew Sleepy was missing. I needed to check on the kid first chance I got. Lady pushed back inside. She wasn't a big woman, but she had a big presence. I was always surprised when I saw her after a separation because I always remembered her about a foot taller. She told me, your friend Doge isn't just a priest from some obscure cult. He's a sorcerer. Very minor, less than one eye in ability, but he's carrying something, an amulet, an artifact, what exactly I couldn't determine, that protects him from shadows. Croker looked at me like I ought to have known all about that years ago. I don't know, boss. This is the first I've heard about it. Though I'd always suspected that Uncle Doge might be able to do something besides crochet with a sword. In fact, his skills with a blade always did seem almost magically augmented. How could a guy pull off something like that attack on the deceivers at Charandaprash without getting swamped by sheer weight of numbers? I don't know why, but I told Lady, my wife isn't dead. The deceivers never touched her when they raided our apartment. Tide and Doge and some cousins took her away, then told me she was dead. They also convinced her that I was dead while they were taking her back to the swamp. They've got her stashed in a temple there now, where she won't embarrass them by being pregnant. Doge and Goda don't want us two together. They only ever put up with it at all because Goda's parents insisted. Sorry, her family and the Yuang Bao were not something I'd discussed with Lady before. I never talked with her much about anything except stuff that needed to go into the annals or the stuff that she'd written there that needed clarification. She checked Howler again while she listened to my chatter. She suggested,
tell me all about this. I've always had a feeling that there was something going on.
Yeah, right. Her and everybody else smart enough not to eat dirt. Croker went to the doorway and stuck his head out. He popped back inside. Hey! Why didn't you say it stopped raining? Maybe I can get these assholes to move a little faster now. Out he went. I felt for him. He looked even more worn out than I felt. I said, I did tell him.
He doesn't always listen. Talk to me about the Yuang Bao.
I talked. Lady listened. She asked sharp questions. I returned the favor at times, when we touched on anything I thought I wanted to know.
She said, I want to know about your dreams, too. They're different than yours, I think. I know. How they're different might mean a lot.
We talked a long time, but not long enough for me to get out of trekking over to the Shadow Gate with the goddamn standard. Chapter 76. Horses were in short supply. Most that hadn't gotten eaten had been killed by shadows the previous night, and were getting eaten now. I ended up borrowing Lady's mount. Croker never said a word. He didn't have to. Down the road somewhere, I was going to pay. Tide got up behind me. Lady's stallion, which was used to lugging only her 100